Coming up at 3 o'clock, let's talk to one of my all-time favorites, Greg. I know it is yours, too. Cowboys Ring of Honor, Hall of Fame quarterback, Roger Staubach will join us here on Rage.
Former teammate of mine.
Former teammate of Greg's. Maybe he can help you with your teammate on your voice today.
You know, he could do it. If he wanted to be a voice doctor,
he could lay hands upon you and just fix your voice.
He'd be among the best in the country.
We'll ask Captain America about, oh, I don't know, Tony Romo winning a Super Bowl as a Cowboy. We'll ask him about Peyton Manning. How about bounties? Might even throw some Yu Darvish, Roger Staubach's way. He can handle everything. All right, coming up at 3 o'clock, Roger Staubach. We are in Surprise, Arizona. The Yu Darvish day is done. Two scoreless innings, 35, 36 pitches, three strikeouts, two hits, no walks. Successful on every level. Guns up, Armin's in Peoria right now getting some attending the Yu Darvish press conference. He'll talk to catcher Yorvit Torrealba. He'll talk to Ron Washington. He'll bring back some sound for us later today on 105.3 The Fans. We cover Yu Darvish and the Rangers from every conceivable angle. Gregor, right about now we went into the locker room this morning, the Rangers clubhouse, and you had yet another meeting with Josh Hamilton. How'd this one go?
It went really good. I mean, it went seriously good. And just so people don't know, I had an encounter with him on Sunday.
Yes.
To where he pretty much dismissed my question as being crazy and not a good question. He never said stupid. Never said a stupid question. But he didn't like it at all, and he kind of acted like he didn't act real nice at all.
No. Matter of fact, very dismissive, tried to embarrass you. Yeah.
So I went back yesterday and decided, you know what, I don't want this guy thinking I'm a jackpole. And so I'm at least going to have the guts to go up and try to talk to him again.
Yes.
So I went up to him, asked if he had a minute, and he said, are you going to be better than yesterday?
Which is kind of funny, actually.
Yeah, and he was just a whole different vibe. And he was grinning. I go, well, let me explain about yesterday. And so we kind of went back and forth a little bit, and he could not have been more accommodating. I mean, it was – I mean, we talked about a number of subjects, you know, about being a 5-tool player. We even got into, you know, can you play too hard? And that was what caused the initial controversy. And it was just great. I mean, it was a great interview. And he couldn't have been more 180.
Yeah. There was a mending of the fences, if there ever was a fence.
So, and, you know, I even shut the recorder off. And talk to him off the record.
Yep.
And it was, I really got some good stuff, but I can't talk about it. Promised him I wouldn't. And so the score is 1-1, right?
All right, let me ask you this, because I think we owe it to the fans to ask this. Because I got a lot of texts and a couple tweets on this. Since Grego and Josh are now talking, when's Grego going to ask him about Sherlock's? Because you're the one who says, why didn't Josh take questions? He should take questions on that. And now that you have a burgeoning relationship, at some point will you ask him about that?
No doubt.
Okay.
No doubt.
That's all I want to hear. Go ahead.
Absolutely. No doubt.
There's a time and place for it.
But that time may not be during our time here.
Gotcha.
I mean, it may be later on over a lunch, which he invited me on, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. So, well, see, I just gave up. Maybe not.
You volunteered that.
Maybe not now he won't, since I revealed that.
Nah. Don't give us details of your lunch.
So anyway, it's 1-1, so I got to go up to him today and, you know, see if I caught him on a bad day or a good day.
Okay.
So I go up to him and I say, you know, have you got a second? And he goes, and basically he goes, yeah, no problem. And he was smiling and, you know, he reached out and fist bumped me.
Really?
Yeah.
And now, don't get all chummy with players.
I don't.
I'm not going to let you do that.
That
doesn't help anybody.
Don't.
It's your ego, but it doesn't help our show.
Don't.
Okay.
Well, I did it once, and Randy Galloway always told me they'll screw you, and they did.
Yeah.
So, no, I learned my lesson.
Okay.
So, anyway, I go up to him and ask him, and he was smiling and fist bumped me and said, yeah, what can we do? So, I threw out the question, do you like mayonnaise?
Yes. Mayonnaise? Yeah. Tremendously. On everything, pretty much. French fries. burgers, put a little bit of my Roman noodles.
French fries.
Yeah, that's a very English thing. That's what they do in England.
Well, he's not very English, is he?
No, no, not at all.
Now, okay, wait a minute. My head just exploded. You went from, that's a stupid question, end of interview, dismissive, to let's sit down and talk about the ins and outs of mayonnaise with Josh Hamilton.
I asked him, I said...
What made you want to ask? Other than the fact that you're a mayonnaise man, what made you want to ask that question of Josh Hamilton?
Because it's the only way that I thought I could completely break the ice and really see how he was. So, you know, he said, yeah. You know, and yesterday was serious baseball. And so today I've got to go up with even if that – and that wasn't a stupid question that I asked on Sunday the first time around.
Right.
But I had to go up today to completely put it all on the line and see how he reacted. So I thought the most ridiculous question that I could ask, which was, do you like mayonnaise?
He didn't blink.
Didn't blink.
Answered it. So do you play? Can you play too hard? Dumb question.
Yep.
Do you like mayonnaise? Great question. Let's talk about it.
Yep.
I'm very confused.
Yep. And then I go, and, you know, then, because I'm going to do it every day, I'm going to have a stupid question of the day with Josh Hamilton. And so when I, and we'll hear this a little bit later on. So when I did that, then I go, okay, Josh, thanks. He goes, is that all you want to talk about? You don't talk about anything else? I'm like, nope, I'll catch you tomorrow.
You kept going with Josh Hamilton today, and you came up with a dumb question.
No, it's not. The other one was dumber.
So that was you, I think, saying, was that a dumb question? He goes, no,
yes.
The other one was dumber.
Well, I actually said, you know, you didn't give me the right answer.
Yeah.
I said, you're supposed to say, well, there's another dumb question. And then he goes, no, the one over the day was dumber.
He still thinks playing too hard is dumber than mayonnaise.
He's dug in on that. He will never get off. He is so dug in on that.
All right, and then you finished him up today with another follow-up about mayo.
My wife limits my kids' consumption of mayonnaise, though.
Really?
Yes.
What about you? Does she limit you?
No. She tells me what's better for me, but it's not like she's going to, like, withhold from me.
Well, there's a drop. My mom's not going to withhold from me. All right, Grego, you've done it again. Grego versus Josh, day three, the mayonnaise sequel.
I need the help from the fans.
An ass-whipping question to Josh Hamilton.
Yeah. I need you to tweet me what you want me to ask him tomorrow, and don't go to the Sherlock's. I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to go there with him.
Eventually, you're going there.
It's not the time, and... You know what? Maybe we'll get him on to talk about it sometime.
All right. There we go. Wheels are in motion. Fences are mended. And Josh Hamilton loves some mayonnaise. And he will not stand for his wife withholding from him. Mayonnaise,
so,
that is.
Text me or email me or whatever questions.
Vandergriff Honda fan text him, 43733. The stupid question, ass whip question of the day for Grego to Josh Hamilton. All right. There's some Rangers for you. How about next up, Grego? Let's talk to a living legend, Roger Staubach, next on Rage.
No, it's not. The other one was dumber.